Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've got to tip my hat to the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. They've got another one of our articles yesterday and today posted to Drudge Report. CNN reporter put on watch list after criticizing TSA. They've got FOIA requests in about the TSA and Homeland Security spying on Matt Drudge, myself, and prisonplanet.com. We've got Bob Barr coming on next week, former congressman and presidential candidate, to talk about the secret police federal takeover. And by the way, we've got an article up on prisonplanet.com today. The big secret, what TSA doesn't want you to know. But we've got their own documents and their own people admitting they are going to be, and they are now, a force that will be in every town and city, kind of a minimum wage, quasi-federal cop, literally sticking their hands down your pants. You got crooks running the government, and they're going to rob everybody. And they got a bunch of dumbed-down goons working for them. Now, I care about our military. I care about our troops. You notice they've announced this week they're going to start taking the pension funds from the troops and their health care. That's New York Times telling you how great it is. They're going to cheat everybody. Nobody's safe. But they wear the troops like a mantle of honor, the big defense contractors, and tell you how patriotic they are to sell you their takeover of the economy. It was the Pentagon. We're going back to our guest here in a moment. That got us to accept the universal product code, that wants us to accept RFID, that funded Google to spy on us. They're taking over the economy and now trying to shut small businesses out of the economy after we pay the taxes. We got about 3 minutes left with the president of the American Small Business League, ASBL.com. Lloyd Chapman, briefly, finish up with your point about the Pentagon runs America. You're in these meetings, and tell them what you see.
Well, when Eisenhower left office, his last speech was, he said, beware of the growing power of the military-industrial complex. And if you go to Washington, these big defense contractors like Lockheed and Boeing and Northrop and Raytheon, they run Washington. They spend more money lobbying than anybody else. Remember President Obama said there'd be no place in administration for lobbyists?
Yes.
First thing he did was appoint a Raytheon's lobbyist over procurement for the Pentagon. That's how much power they these.
And now
have.
He's got Monsanto lobbyists running the FDA.
Yeah. So these big defense contractors are incredibly powerful, but they get whatever they want in Washington D.C. because they've got the money. Washington runs on money, and the legislation that gets passed in Washington is not the legislation that's good for the American people. It's what the big defense contractors, the big corporations, pay for. And it's just really, really unfortunate. But just think, federal law says $230 billion a year in government contracts should go to small businesses. There's been 15 investigations that say that most of that money goes to these Fortune 500 defense firms. If we could stop that, that would put more money into the middle class than anything that President Bush or President Obama ever spoke of. And all we have to do is just quit giving small business contracts to Fortune 500 firms. But I want to, again, encourage people, do something. If you're patriotic and you love this country, I'm named after my mother's brother who was killed in World War II flying a B-24 bomber when he was 21. And I've grown up feeling very patriotic, and I'm fighting for America. I'm not just sitting around talking to the television being mad. I get on the phone and I call people. But if you love this country, do something.
And you're winning lawsuits against them. I mean, it would be much worse if there weren't people like you out there, Lloyd Chapman. And I look forward to having you back on as things develop and unfold. And this latest chapter just really shows us how naked this is, how out in the open this is. In closing, do you agree with my statement about how these big defense contractors drape themselves in the American flag?
Oh, every weekend when you watch television, these guys keep running these commercials about we're here for you and blah, 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 blah. These big defense contractors are raping the country. They're cheating us, overcharging for products. They're the ones that get us in all these wars. They want us in these wars that we can't win, and because it makes them rich.
Lloyd Chapman, you're great. I look forward to talking to you again. What a patriot. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Bob Chapman's coming up. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I want to go through a whole bunch of news with Bob Chapman on the economy. China's gold imports surge fivefold. I want to get into what we were just talking about. They're trying to pass a law that's set. You just heard the head of the small business group say it's set to pass the Senate, where only mega corporations can get government contracts for the Pentagon or military. I mean, 97% of the stimulus money went to Fortune 500. This country's just completely being sucked dry. Also, I want to get into Ventura being censored. But I do want to mention for listeners, you know, we are financed by you. We're not like NBC and other big networks that now on record got the bailout money secretly. And then they call you a racist if you're against Obamacare, written by the insurance companies to cut your care and make you buy it and then cut the quality. We've added today to PrisonPlanet.tv Rosalind Peterson, the chemtrail cover-up. We went out there to California for 4 days to do these interviews. They're all up there for PrisonPlanet.tv members. California Skywatch watchdog exposes how clandestine NASA military programs are poisoning the environment, food, and water supply. Very powerful interview with photos, graphs, documents, groundbreaking. Also, Reverend Childress on the Negro Project, the program for abortion and sterilization of blacks in this country, incredibly powerful. The Dr. Russell Blaylock, Fluoride's Deadly Secret, Other Poisoning the Water Supply. We put the new Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura interviews up there, video never before seen, and a whole bunch of others. And there's more going up. Russell Means, At Wounded Knee. Dr. Conant on the chemicals in the water. I mean, these are where we fly around the country and put these on PrisonPlanet.tv in the highest quality. The video streams of the live radio show every day / TV, the archives of that, a higher quality commercial-free audio podcast, extras on my films that didn't make it in the films, just a bunch of other films folks have authorized us to post, like Don't Tread on Me and Camp FEMA. It's all there, thousands and thousands of pieces of media. And your 15 cents a day, your $5.95 a month, if you get a trial monthly membership, funds our operation. It's even less if you get a year. You get 5.3 months free when you buy 6.7 months. That's what the discount on the yearly does. We only do that every December. And we're adding so much, and that supports our operation. So Infowars.com. You can go to the online video bookstore, the T-shirts, the hardcover DVDs in the highest quality, the bumper stickers, the ballpoint pens, the wristbands, the citizen rule books, and all the orders. All of it's about getting the word out. You can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, download the videos on any subject you want, burn them to disk, give them to people, share them. It's an armory of resistance. It's why the globalists have been attacking it, trying to take it down. I mean, Jesse Ventura's police state episode that I consulted on, that was one of the main forces behind, and I appeared in, censored. That's coming up in a minute. I mean, it's all happening. We're effective. That is scaring them. And PrisonPlanet.tv is a big part of the resistance against this whole system. Now, everything is happening so fast that sometimes I think my head is actually spinning. But before we get into the economy and all of this, I want to talk to Bob Chapman, who joins us for an hour every Friday at least, and sometimes more. And, of course, Bob was the biggest private silver and gold broker. He had the biggest financial newsletter until he retired. He came back over a decade ago. He has internationalforecaster.com. He worked in counter-espionage against the Soviets with secretive government agencies. He's a patriot. He, of course, co-published and helped Gary Allen get out his None Dare Call a Conspiracy. His son runs, of course, Gary Allen's son runs Politico now today. Bob has been a real driving force for almost 50 years against the globalist. And, you know, the fact that they are trying to censor really shows how effective we are. Here's the breaking news. Police state episode of Hit Ventura Show covering FEMA camps pulled from air. And people are scared at the network. They're scared in the production. They wouldn't really give me all the info. We know that when they air a show, they re-air it a whole bunch. It wasn't re-aired. It was delisted from the website. It disappeared. I called Ventura. He just learned about it, and he said, yeah, basically government threat directly from a government group. I'm just going to leave it at that. Pressure, network heads being called. I'm just going to leave it at that. Being contacted, men in suits breaking in trash cans, threats. You've heard Tyrell talk about that a few weeks ago, saying, folks, you're lucky this is on air. Well, now you're noticing it's not. And who knows if the water special will air. It just so happened to break 2 weeks ago in Texas News. They are putting uranium in the water. Well, guess what? Their episode's about that. They're putting uranium in the water to sterilize us, okay? See, if you serve this corrupt system, you're a cop FBI agent. Don't laugh at this. You think it's cute your kids are drinking uranium and that they're publicly saying they want to add lithium? That's going to air supposedly at 9 o'clock Central tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern. Let's see if it does. They're not re-airing the JFK episode tonight before it, as they have always done in the past. They'll air the last episode. They're airing last year's episode about global warming. I'm in that one, too. Folks, this is happening, and now the whole show next year is in jeopardy. Doesn't matter if it's got top ratings on their network. Doesn't matter. That's why the system's scared. This thing went under the radar last year and part of this year, but now it's not. And then, you know, it's creepy, folks. It's creepy to learn they're putting reporters on no-fly list. It's creepy that Bob Barr's doing a four-year on myself and Matt Drudge reportedly being spied on by TSA. It's creepy knowing Homeland Security listens to all my phone calls. But you know what? They're crooks, and I'm standing up to them. My children aren't going to be slaves. It's giving in to corruption that's brought us this far. You got to gut up and just say, look, I'm not putting up with it anymore, crooks. And everybody else was scared to talk about it. I called Ventura, and he said, I've got to find out more, but yes, it's confirmed. I'll probably come on next week. I've got to decide what I'm going to do, but people have a right as citizens to call True TV and contact them and say, we want to see that back on air. They didn't pull it and say it was inaccurate. They just pulled it and hope you didn't notice because they've I'm not supposed to get into more of it until they're ready to talk about it, if they even are. But I'm not sitting around. I'm glad Ventura said go ahead and talk about it. Because, you know, once you're in confidence with people, it's a journalistic thing that you don't break that confidence. But Ventura said go. So he's the boss on the show. Boom, I'm giving it to you. Bob Chapman, what do you think of that?
It's something that you should expect. When you're effective, this is what they do. And, you know, this has been going on all the years that I've known you, and then some. And it's not going to go away, and they're going to get more aggressive as we go along. And they're going to do everything possible to keep the American people from knowing the truth about anything. And never mind the American people, your broadcasts, they go all over the world. You're waking up people everywhere. And it's wonderful.
Yeah, they're probably going to try to kill me soon, but whatever.
Well, now you know I did what I did, and we had this conversation over 10 years ago.
Yeah, you've left the country, and you've got to constantly move.
Well, I do so that they can't keep track of me, but it's worked out good. And
why'd you decide to move? I mean, when they tried to plant hand grenades on you? Or?
Oh, that was back in 75. I go back a long way with these people. I mean, they started really leaning on me in 1967, and they've never stopped because I'm supposed to be one of them, and they don't like it when I'm not one of them, seeing that they train me. And that's the worst possible thing that can happen to them.
Well, that's why MIAC and Homeland Security say their number one enemy is veterans.
That's right, because we know how it's played, and that's why I've done that veteran show, or the Marine Disquisition, for over 5 years, is number one in Blog Talk, and has been for years, because I want these guys to know what's going on. We need the military to defend the American people and our way of life, not these monsters that have in Washington and the transnational conglomerates and Wall Street and banking. I mean, between that group and the pharmaceutical companies and insurance, they come up with almost all the money to buy off the politicians. They really virtually control the country. And the gentleman who was before us, this was, of course, a double feature, Chapman to Chapman. And he came right out and said that. And he's got, you know, in-house experience on that.
And he's one of the biggest business, he's one of the biggest business member groups in the country, and he said we've got a criminal crook government.
Well, we've been saying the same thing for a long, long time.
But you're noticing more and more Americans would say this over beers a decade ago. Now prominent people are just telling it like it is. And they can't get us all, Bob.
No, they can't. In fact, they probably only can get maybe 20 million out of 300 million. I mean, when they go to move against us, it's going to be the sorriest thing they ever did. Because they're not going to get any support. If the Pentagon thinks that they're going to order line officers around and non-coms and gunnies, they're crazy. We have them in our camp, not in theirs. They're good, decent, hardworking men and women who put their lives in the line every single day for this country. And we're going to back them 100%. And if something happens that's nasty, I'll be the first one to head over the border and join them. Believe me, as old as I am.
Well, we need to keep you in the rear with the gear, Bob.
Somebody's got to do the public relations.
Yeah. Well, you know what? At the end of the day, at least we didn't lay down and lick boots and go down without a fight, whatever happens.
That's right. You can't give up. You've got to keep going and going and going. You can never, ever accept defeat. And I've run my whole life that way, and you have too. And we want everybody else to emulate that quality. It's extraordinarily important. Not so much for you. But how about your wife and your children and grandchildren and all your friends? Somebody's got to be there to stand in there and say, I'm not going to take it anymore, and we're going to change this. And it will happen. And these people have gone too far. They had a good deal going, and now they're going to get crushed.
Well, history shows you're right, but it's going to be one hell of a fight on the way there. Let's come back, get into the economy and all the other incredible news. I was talking to Rob out there during the break, and he just said, yeah, they're pulling out all the stops. They don't even care if we know anymore.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes. A $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Bob Chapman's our guest for the rest of the hour. We've got a new report out on Ventura TV show tonight. Shocker, feminizing uranium, fluoride, and lithium in water to be exposed on Ventura TV show. And Aaron did a great job hammering this article out real quick. I think I'm going to have him add at the bottom some of the Texas news where the government hid that there was uranium in the water. The news doesn't tell you. They're adding it. And by the way, that's confirmed. I mean, it's crazy it's gone this far. that they're just killing us slowly out in the open, Bob Chapman.
Hey, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because probably about a year and a half ago, they did the same thing with their manipulation of the markets, particularly gold and silver. For years and years, starting in 1988, they tried to cover up what they were doing. And for a long time, up until probably 1998, I was the only one who wrote about it. Everybody thought I was crazy, as usual. And, of course, they were all wrong. But they're right out in the open with their manipulation of the market. They just don't care anymore. And, of course, we had employment figures come in today, and the government knew yesterday what they were going to be. And so what did they do? Gold runs up $10. They whack it back down again. Silver was up 60 cents. They whack it back down again. So it wouldn't rally as much today when the cruddy news came out on unemployment. So what happened? Gold's up $20 today, which is double what it was up yesterday, and silver's up about 60 cents. And so what they do can't last long, but they don't care about that. They're a bunch of stopgappers. They run around like wild Indians trying to put their finger in the dike everywhere, and it's not going to work. It's like the home of the Mad Hatter or something, but they are in the open.
No, I mean, it's in the Wall Street Journal, Wired Magazine. They just come out and say, everything you do is listen to and watch. In real time, we're tracking every purchase you make with any digital, and it's trying to intimidate us. Now, we knew this a decade ago or more with the Telecommunications Act that codified it, but we saw the infrastructure being paid for. Now they just come out and go, yeah, we commit felonies just every millisecond. Yeah, we're just total crooks. Yeah, there's uranium in your water. I mean, and now the WikiLeaks thing, what do you think of that?
It looks like a disinformation operation to me, because most of the stuff, for anybody that's paying attention, they knew it. The only thing I saw that I didn't know is Hillary's instructions to professional personnel in the State Department to spy on others. I would have thought I would have gotten that. Because you're going to laugh when you hear this, but the State Department not only gets, and I don't know where they get it from, but I've talked to the person who gets it, gets my publication, and they send it to every consulate and every embassy in the world, and then it goes out all over Washington.
Well, Bob, you know that the State Department, the Department of Agriculture, all these departments, they've always been riddled with spies. I mean, all major governments do that. But, I mean, I think the fact that Hillary just ordered everybody to spy, I mean, that's amazing.
It certainly is, but it shows you what she's an integral part of what's going on. But that was the only surprise I saw, and I'm sure in January, I guess, they're going to come out and say a bank or two is on the verge of bankruptcy. Well, heck, anybody that's involved in this thing, like you and I and all our listeners, they know that the banks are broke. So what's the big deal? So I don't see anything world-ending in that.
We're going to go to break in a minute and come back in the long segment. I want to get started now, though. I've been really researching Max Keiser's push, along with Zero Hedge and others, who I respect, to try to crash J.P. Morgan by buying silver. But I read the Gold Antitrust Committee's press release a few days ago about it, and they said, look, we commend Max, and I can pull it up and read the quotes, but people can go look at it. This will bring out manipulation into the open, and it may hurt a lot of the big banks that are shorting, and it will drive the price up. But J.P. Morgan's only $3 billion, you know, in for this, and you know, they'll find ways of covering it. What's your view of Max Keiser's plan?
Absolutely terrific. Psychological warfare. It's not the fact they're going to get stuffed financially, $3 billion or whatever it is. And again, I shouldn't play that down. You know, Max has stuck his neck out, like very few people have, over a number of years, and said, let's do this. And I think it's a great idea. Maybe it's only $5 billion, whatever it is. We're giving them nightmares.
All right, stay there. Let's come back and talk about that on the other side. Absolutely. It reveals the fraud. We'll get into the Chinese, what they're doing with gold, and a lot more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you ever needed to know that John Boehner, who doesn't have to go to the TSA,
from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I rarely get so mad that I talk over the liner. I'm so enraged by what I just confirmed over the break from Bloomberg Businessweek that I can hardly talk. If anybody ever wanted to know that Boehner, and I don't know why he's ashamed of his real name, Boehner. I don't know. I mean, that's how it's pronounced. It's German. It's Boehner. I don't know why Boehner is getting away with what he does, but he's out there lying about the unemployment. He's a globalist. He's a Newt Gingrich protege. And nobody should be surprised by the fact that he gets to go around the TSA naked body scanners. Well, here's Bloomberg Businessweek. It says Boehner's doing everything he can, told Bloomberg, to prevent Ron Paul from becoming chairman of the House Banking Committee. And it's seniority. Ron Paul is supposed to be the chairman. Hey, how about we cause a move to get Ron Paul to be the new Speaker of the House instead of Boehner? A.K.A. Boehner. I mean, this is what needs to be done. So this is new breaking news on this front. We'll get a link to that up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll also get that video up where the 70-something-year-old guy lives on a family farm is being kicked off by the city that's annexed it, saying he's not allowed to basically have a farm in the city. They're getting rid of the grandfathering rules all over the country. I mean, this government's just completely criminal. We're going to get that up. I'm going to go into the economy with Bob Chapman here in a moment. But folks, listeners, you are so awesome. You're the reason we're having such a big effect. Sure, I put the hours in, do the work, bring on the guests that I respect who've really been accurate in the past and who have a good understanding of how the world really works. But it's you, the listeners, that carry the ball down the field. And normally in the last 6 months since we've been doing Google bombs, I only do it like once a week or so. But we've been doing it a lot this week because Google's censoring us so much. And we need to put light on the fact that they're censoring Jesse Ventura's TV show. And that'd be a great search term, but since the article doesn't say censoring the TV show, we need to use something out of the headline so that millions of other people will end up reading this and learning about it and putting pressure on it. It's also important to contact True TV online, or I guess next week I can give you their phone number to try to get that episode back on, dealing with the FEMA camps and the fusion centers spying on the American people. But let's make Ventura Show the number one search term. You've got to use something rare, or it'll get mixed in with a bunch of other articles that have similar headlines. Ventura Show, FEMA. Three words. Ventura Show, FEMA. So three words, or two words and an abbreviation. Ventura Show, FEMA. Ventura Show, FEMA. Ventura Show, FEMA. Let's make that the number one term. The few times we haven't gotten the number one search, we've gotten like number two or three, is when I've done it at the end of the show. But I know we have a huge audience. Everybody puts it in Google over and over again in about 3 hours. It'll be number one. Ventura Show, FEMA. That's unique enough that it'll take them to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then other sites, since we're blocked by Google, you just copy the article, and then you'll get the traffic, which is great. I just want the information to get out. Ventura Show, FEMA, since Google's blocked us on Google News. Ventura Show, FEMA. Ventura Show, FEMA. That's the number one search term. And let's do this, too. Let's hit them with another torpedo. Let's fight even harder. Resistance is victory. Never giving in, never giving up. Feminizing uranium. I think folks need to read this article and know about the show coming up tonight, that they're putting feminizing uranium, and it's also very poisonous and toxic, in your water, out of the phosphate mines. Feminizing uranium. Those are the two search terms. Ventura Show, FEMA, is number one. Number two, feminizing uranium. It's up to you. It's your mission if you choose to accept it. Bob Chapman, what do you think of that idea?
I think it's terrific, and I think you should evolve for the next one by going after a boner. And his pressure that he's under from the bankers and Wall Street not to give Ron Paul his assignment on the committee as the chairman. And I think people should let him know that the next time he runs, there'll be 100,000 people or more in his district campaigning against him.
I tell you what, I'll get a blurb up by Paul Watson right now, and the headline will be, John Boehner scams for Federal Reserve. And let's just have another search term. John Boehner scam. How do you spell boner? Let me give it to you right here. John Boehner scam, but he pronounces it Boehner, which I've talked to Germans and looked it up. It is boner. Nothing wrong with him having the name Boehner, but he tells everybody, you know, it's Boehner. So John Boehner scam. Let's just do it right now. Just John Boehner scam. And then get me Watson. If he's out, we'll get Steve Watson or Aaron Dykes or Kurt Nemo on the horn. And then we'll write about this. John Boehner scam. And then have the subheadline that he's moving to run a scam because Ron Paul's supposed to get the spot. And that he's shilling for the central banks, and just blurb it. So John Boehner scam. Everybody else can write your own articles about it. John Boehner scam in the headline. You'll get the traffic. I just want to beat these people. I can care less about the traffic. Better you have it. More targets for the globals to try to go after. They can't get everybody. So John Boehner scam, and Boehner is spelled B-O-E-H-N-E-R. B-O-E-H-N-E-R. John Boehner scam. Okay, Bob, a good idea there.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, boy.
Well, incidentally, I have a piece on Jesse and Bona in my publication tomorrow, so it'll be there. But I, if you put something on, I'll have it in there as well. But you know, we got to pursue these people. We have to make life miserable for them. We have to tell them, look, if you go do this, you're not going to be around next term.
In fact, guys,
be over.
Guys, will you get me a Boner's phone number, at the, his congressional phone number, both in the district in Michigan and there in the District of Criminals? It's just online. Thank you. Go ahead, Bob. I'm sorry. We're going to give out Boner's phone number.
That's great. A wonderful way to start. And just let them know, hey, you know, you got to run again. Sure, you just get reelected, but 2 years comes real fast, and you're not going to be back. And we'll make sure of that.
Well, you know, he's
so
the lieutenant of Newt Gingrich.
The bankers or a seat to the constituents.
Well, I mean, we all know Boehner is a minion of Gingrich, an anti-gun, pro-open border, pro-carbon tax, piece of globalist trash who writes books calling for world government.
That's right.
Well,
he's
Boehner
been that way for a long time.
You know, it's time, folks, if we let the Republicans, because we're so happy, oh, they're patriots, get in there and stick it to us, then Boehner's going to have his way with us. So it is very, very important to stand up against these people. We have John Boehner's phone number. I hate having to use his false name, but people know him as Boehner. John Boner's phone number, 202-225-6205, 202-225-6205, and tell him that Ron Paul must chair the House Monetary Policy Subcommittee, or Republicans will pay the price. Wow, now they're even debating him even being on the subcommittee. I thought he was going to be the banking chair. This is disgusting. I mean, next will Boehner say Ron Paul's not even allowed to be in the Congress, even though he wins all the Republican straw polls, Bob Chapman?
Well, that's what they would like, and of course, I know that's not going to happen. But they're going to try to isolate him. This is an isolation process. And if we don't go to bat for Ron Paul, they're going to get away with it. And we don't want that to happen. I mean, look what they've done to our economy. This is Wall Street and banking. They destroyed the American dream. We've lost 8.5 million jobs, 42,000 corporations. Through free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing, it's been the very genesis of the destruction.
The transfer of power.
Particularly the manufacturing sector.
The transfer of power to them, and now small businesses won't be able to get government contracts openly. I mean, these people are just out of control. Here's Boehner's fax number, 202-225-0704. It's time to Tea Party him every time he shows up in his district. That Newt Gingrich globalist slime bag. Make it number one, folks. John Boehner scam. John Boehner scam. Newt Gingrich globalist trash. Let me give you his Butler County office. This doesn't make any sense because I know, unless I'm going crazy, Boehner's out of Michigan, isn't he? Because this has got him out of Ohio. If he's from Ohio, that's right, he's from Michigan. I know that. I got so many facts in my brain, I can't remember them all anymore. Okay, here's his Westchester, Ohio address, 513-779-5400, 513-779-5400, 513-779-5400 is his field office. His Miami County office is 937-339-1524, and his D.C. District of Criminals slimebag nest is 202-225-6205. I tell you, folks, this is unbelievable. Bob Chapman, more comments on this front.
I think we're seeing an argument going on between the Europeans and the United States as to how to handle the endemic problems among the banking community and the approach to bankruptcy of so many countries. And today, the Europeans backed off and said they're going to use QE2 type of injection of money and credit into the banks in Europe so that they'll be able to hang on as Greece, Ireland, Portugal, and Spain, and perhaps even Italy go bankrupt. There's absolutely no way they can get them out. They can't bail them out. It's just too expensive. Between that group, five countries, the cost will be $3 to $5 trillion. I don't think they're going to be able to do it.
Bob?
And that means that the Eurozone will break up, and probably the European Union, and the average German will just love that, because they didn't want to be in there in the first place.
And neither does anybody else, according to the polls. Now, let's go back to the fact that they've announced this week that they are going to cut 2 million veterans' government insurance and cut pension funds. I mean, that is really a bold move.
That is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And, you know, if it hits the fan, they're going to have to deal with these people. And these people are hardcore, intelligent professionals. I mean, I would not want to be in Washington or New York City when I get these guys and ladies mad. And it's sure to happen. I mean, how do they think for 1 second they can get away with that? That's horrible.
They're openly doing it. I mean,
that's even worse than cutting Social Security.
And again, they keep saying, oh, well, it's to pay off the debt. This won't pay off any of the $1.5 quadrillion. This is all going to the bankers. You got to get rid of the bankers.
You know, we just saw that in Greece, and you and I did all those programs over there. And then they're doing it in Ireland. The two banks are broke. The country's not broke. They want the money to come in to bail out the banks, which are owned by Europeans.
And they have the head of the central bank in Ireland openly say, quote, it's good to have foreigners own your country.
Unbelievable. Well, I'll tell you, if I lived in Ireland, I wouldn't be very happy.
Well, the same thing's happening here. I mean, it's just crazy. Shifting gears back into gold, what does it mean to have the Chinese announce last week that they're not going to engage in trade with Russia with dollars anymore as international currency, and then suddenly we hear they're increasing their purchasing of gold fivefold? I mean, I don't think J.P. Morgan and all the king's men and all the king's horses are going to be able to suppress the price anymore if this is happening.
Well, it certainly is happening. It's been happening for the last couple of years with the public. Now, the Chinese have been taking all gold production and buying it internally, domestic. And the Russians have been doing the same thing. The Chinese have been surreptitiously in the market using hedge funds to buy for them. The Russians, they don't care. Every time the IMF sells gold, they say, how much you got? Oh, 32 tons, fine, we'll take it all. And so they know what they're doing. And incidentally, you know, in 96, I think it was 96, was it? Let me think. 06. Maybe it was at another time. But anyway, Gatta had a meeting in Alaska. And one of the people who came was one of the key people in the Russian government in finance and listened to all the speakers there. I didn't go, but I remember it. And so they know what's going on, and I'm sure they passed it on to the Chinese and the other BRIC partners of theirs. But gold and silver are going up, and there's nothing they can do to stop it. In this business that's going on, we talked about Max Kaiser and, you know, let's take Morgan down. Well, maybe they won't take Morgan down, but they're going to give him an awful headache. They're going to force him to cover their shorts. There's five class action suits, one of them RICO against Morgan, they're going to lose. And four of the suits they'll probably pay off on. The other one, who's a pro on the floor of the COMEX, who brought the RICO, he's backing down. He's going to take them all away.
Well, here's the key.
And this is wonderful.
Exactly. When everybody starts attacking them, it doesn't even mean we're all going to win, but resistance is victory. When we start standing up and we're in the right, if we fire 1,000 torpedoes at them, it only takes one. And I got news, folks, 500 torpedoes are going to hit them. And then when more torpedoes start hitting them, everybody else sees that they've got power. Other people start firing torpedoes. All we got to do is get in the fight and start swinging.
We have our own Psy War going on against all of these terrible people that we have to deal with. And Max has put himself up front, and I think that's great, just like you do.
Yeah, well,
I covered, carried positive articles on what Max had to say already, and there's a group in Germany which interviews Max and myself, and we carry a lot of this stuff in English and German both. We have a lot of German subscribers. And I'm sure Max does because he's in Europe. But these are the kind of things that put a burr under their saddle. They're going to run 100 different places putting fires out. And if they're doing that, they can't have enough time to mess with us.
Yeah, the answer is just swarm them like a bunch of piranhas that can't stop us.
Death by a thousand bites.
Oh, man. Yeah, here's the take all the metal you can, but it won't break J.P. Morgan. The Secretary and Treasurer for GATA, Chris Powell, says that. But he goes on to praise the silver buy, saying it will expose the manipulation and it will drive the price up, which overall will expose the overall fiat currency movement.
That's true.
Well, we know this. Just the exercise of resisting is victory, as I've said a million times. I'll say it a million times again. I want to come back and talk briefly about some other things that are happening in the economy, what's going on with the TSA, and a lot more with Bob Chapman. His website's theinternationalforecaster.com. You can call Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 and get a free complimentary copy.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans, and the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
That's right. It's all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's do the search terms. John Boehner scam. Feminizing uranium. And Ventura Show FEMA. You guys are awesome and gals are awesome. Bob, I was just during the break looking at all this TSA news. Now it's starting to come out, and Drudge is linked to this today. CNN reporter put on watch list after criticizing TSA. Former Congressman Bob Barr, who's on next week, is putting in FOIA requests about them spying and persecuting members of the media that criticize them. State and local lawmakers are moving to throw the TSA out of the states. That's how the Washington Times. They really are reaching too far. Here's Raw story. Exclusive TSA frisk groomed children to cooperate with sex predators, abuse expert says. I mean, the world, it isn't hype to say, is really waking up to tyranny right now, Bob.
Well, they are, and it's for exactly what you said. They're taking this too far, and particularly with TSA. And as we've discussed on the program before, they have a number of objectives. Number one, psychological warfare. Number two, making people do things that they wouldn't normally do so they can control them. And then insulting them by touching them where they shouldn't, and having machines which can give people cancer. And what are they looking for? Probably, we're not going to use the machines anymore. We're not going to touch you anymore, but you'll have to give your fingerprints and an eye scan.
No, they've now announced that. Yeah, yeah, that's the plan. They're just incredible.
I didn't even know that. I just guessed at it.
No, I know, Bob. That's why you're smart. That's what's amazing is that once you know them, you know what their plan is going to be. And so many times I'll say, I bet they're planning this, and then somebody sends me an article where they're already doing it. Same thing just happened there, but just for you. We've only got about 3 minutes left. I want to encourage folks, if they want a free copy of the International Forecaster, to call 800-686-2237 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. You can also call. You heard Ted. Gold and silver is going up Monday. If you want those super good radio deals, they'll be there all weekend. The special runs till Sunday night at midnight. 800-686-2237. We got about 2 minutes left here, Bob Chapman. What else do you think is important on your radar?
Well, it's only a matter of time before the European nations that are in trouble go down. And they know that. And there's no way out for them. They're trying to grab as much money as they can before they do go down. And then you'll have a breakup of the euro and then the European Union. Then it'll take a couple of years, maybe more. In the meantime, they're in the United States Congress and Senate, they're going to try to get as much legislation passed as they can between now and the end of the year. And because they're not going to have another opportunity to get some of these dreadful things through. And so you've got to fight against that. You've got to be up on what they're after and what they're trying to do, like this DREAM Act. That's coming up next week. I understand that this FDA, this new food act, is not going the way they like it to because they made
Well, that shows they know full well a spending bill can't start in the Senate. They just tried to do it.
Anyway, just like any dictatorial power. I mean, this is what corporatist fascism is all about. They've been given the go-ahead to do anything they want. They're untouchable. It's just like the big firms versus the SEC and the CFTC. The CFTC and the SEC work for the big firms. I was there.
Well, for 11 years, they were told exactly what Madoff did, and they protected him. I mean, this is a group of criminals, but their hubris will bring them down. Bob, great to have you on. Lord willing, we'll see you next Friday. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.